Self-portrait is the last lingering petal on a cherry blossom. More than the millions of unsung buried in the potter's field off Pelham Bay, more than the estuary where tides fold fresh water into salt water and spit their bones into a knot of krill, mackerel, menhaden, pale glow like a stray moon wandered to the wrong side of the cosmos, slunk in a lost shark's jaws, predators plucked with rising ocean temperatures from the Atlantic and whisked 100 miles down the shoreline. It's the cherry blossom's orderly bloom in April, unquestioned embrace of death in May, petals strewn like stars stretching so deep into deep space only astronomers know them by name. That really gets to me. After the gray-haired man draped in paisley sleeping beneath a straw hat against a Yoshino tree, the little girl hiding behind her mother's wedding gown, cameras flashing, buzzing around the bridal party's pink cerise dresses like a honeybee, the flattened candy cotton candy blossoms are simply swept into a dustbin every year on the day you died. There are tons, and I mean tons, of spent petals scattered across parks, lawns, and ponds, routinely removed and replaced, a broom brandished and taken to task by a botanic garden employee, but a blossom is underfoot awaiting its own interment when a beloved texts me, made it through another year of that one. We all want to make it somewhere past the point no one thought you'd ever pass. Leaving the party at 2 a.m. alone, thank God, a fist of Valium from the bride. We settle for miracles, walking without wanting, wonder in the weeds like the first man to hear a parrot chatter, the bewilderment of a woman who'd never known a note of music, fainting the first time she heard Beethoven. I know it's you stuck inside the light bulb flickering in my kitchen. I keep it humming days on end, marvel at how much dark you continue to cut through. A cluster of stars pierces fog like teeth in the mouth of a shark. We made this world, devoured everything but the pit. It isn't enough to cook the ocean, trap the raptorial fish. We drag her home and stuff her. Friends take selfies, their heads in their maw, pretending we were never in any danger at all.